The Arts Channel supports the exploration of artistic expression and culture for all. To explore for yourself, visit uctv.tv/arts.
My name is Ron Muriello, and we are in front of an exhibition I created called Found Drift. I found this incredible compilation of seaweed from Maine from 1870. These are some of the representative pictures. This is actually an original page. This is a symbol of the woman who might have collected it. We don't know who she is. I call her Ms. Dow because we know she's from the Dow family. And these pages are here so people start to understand and can go down the pathway of the exhibition by knowing it's all about nature and discovery and wonder and poetry and letting yourself appreciate aesthetics to actually go deeper and find out what nature's trying to tell us. So these are all different studies. To get some, and I purposely wanted to mix the original piece for people, so as they went through, it got more and more abstract. These are theses that I was doing by layering nature together. The real vision I wanted for the show is people to go, what the heck is that? This is a study on mylar, which I was trying to figure out how to create movement and the sense of being in water. It had a lot of interesting qualities, but I didn't like plastic. So that's what gave me the idea of printing on transparent fabric, because when these move and they layer next to each other, you kind of get the feeling of going through a kelp bed or being underwater. And in this part of the exhibition, it concludes with a combination of the original piece from the book and what's happened to it in an abstract way. So people clearly can understand that that's really what the show's all about. It's about nature being a point of inspiration for the art. These pieces are huge enlargements of the original seaweed, and they take on an entirely new character when they're enlarged, completely abstract, almost astronomy-like. And then you start to see a series of patterns hidden in these pieces. Obviously, the microscope does this, and scientific study is all about enlargement and study. But at this scale, you see fish scales, wing forms, abstract patterns. To me, it starts to speak about the absolute majesty of nature and how much is hidden that we never really focus on. There were moments where I wondered, what am I really doing? And I would ignore that voice and follow with the voice that I wanted to experiment, which is very much like scientific discovery. So I think all of us can learn something from the artistic process. You don't really know the destination, but you trust the process and you trust your inspiration to have an adventure.